Welcome to the Business Facilities Podcast, where we're focused on discussing the strategies to help business owners, corporate site selectors, and site selection consultants make the best location decisions for companies across a range of industries. I'm your host, Carrie Williams, the Associate Editor for Business Facilities. This episode's guest is John Osborne, the CEO of the Lubbock Economic Development Alliance and Visit Lubbock. We discuss the state of Lubbock's economy, workforce, and education resources, and how the city has approached its downtown revitalization efforts. We hope you enjoy the conversation. Just recently, I believe yesterday or the day before, that you guys had released some information about kind of the state of the economy in Lubbock. So kind of based on that and that presentation, how would you characterize the current economy in the city, in your region?
So Lubbock has been traditionally over the last few decades grown very, very steadily. Our economy is primarily based in agriculture, education, and healthcare. We have other sectors too. We have tourism, we have manufacturing, we've got great business services and financial services. But the three big players are agriculture, healthcare, and education. And those are so generally steady that we have traditionally always kind of grown at 1% a year kind of thing. Yeah. The last few years since COVID, we've had much more significant growth to the point that many of our locals were actually worried we were in some sort of bubble because we were growing so rapidly. Sure. But we really weren't. And Texas is a great state to be in, and we're thankful that Lubbock is in Texas. That helps us tremendously as it pertains to both people wanting to move here and jobs wanting to be here. And, and we were definitely benefiting from that. And the fact that we have universities here, we were really benefiting from. But as the feds started to raise interest rates to cool the economy, it actually worked and it cooled the economy for us like it did for everybody else. It did not put it into negative of a economy as what many people expected it to do. It just kind of slowed it down a little. We're still we're not seeing record numbers, but we're seeing better numbers than what we were seeing kind of in a normal everyday basis, a decade ago. Mm-hmm. And so we still see that this next year of 2024 and even into 2025 and 2026, there are some great companies that are opening up plants and lots of opportunities for our graduates from our universities to be able to find jobs here in our community and start their life.
Yeah. So you mentioned there are some companies that have kind of started making their way to the area or expanded. Are there any specific companies that you want to highlight that have really helped with kind of attracting and retaining that workforce, maybe some with connections to, like you mentioned, universities or kind of the education institutions in the area?
Yeah, we've got some local companies that are growing. X-Fab is a Belgium-based company that is produces silicon wafer chips. In fact, it's silicon carbide, which is kind of the new technology. They're doubling in size over the next couple of years. As a result of all the growth that they're taking place, they hire a tremendous amount of engineers coming out of Texas Tech University, and they do a lot of partnership with them on research. And so that works out well. But we also have new companies that are moving into town. We've got Leprino Foods, which is one of the largest privately held companies in the United States. They're the largest mozzarella cheese maker in the world. And they are putting in a new mozzarella cheese manufacturing plant, food processing plant here in our community. They're in the process of hiring about 600 people over the course of the next year. And they should begin producing cheese by November, December of 2024.
That's great. And so I know I'm kind of mentioning the 600 employees kind of coming to the area over the years. I know workforce has been kind of a big focus for Lubbock, along kind of combined with downtown revitalization. So can you just talk a little bit about how kind of those two things work together for you? Is kind of, I don't know if the educational institution aspect kind of is kind of lumped in there as kind of a trifecta, or it's kind of how that all comes together from your perspective?
Yeah, we have one of the most comprehensive workforce development programs in the United States, in my opinion. We've won national awards, state awards. It's been a phenomenal run over the last decade where we've really concentrated so many efforts in that area. We do work with our junior high kids to get them interested in some of our trade schools. We work with our high school students and our high schools to grow our career and technical education programs. We've actually worked with our junior college to establish a new career and technical education center in our community, as well as a new academic center in our downtown area. And then we work very, very closely with Texas Tech University, primarily on innovation and research and growing entrepreneurs. One thing that we've realized is that these kind of two new generations of the future workforce of the United States, Gen Y and Gen Z, they choose where they want to live before they choose where they want to work. And so much of what they look at is what's in your community. And we've invested heavily in the community, whether it's adding dog parks or bike lanes. Probably most importantly, we've worked on downtown revitalization to really spur good growth in our downtown area, and everything from restaurants and retail to new housing in downtown. It's grown leaps and bounds over the last probably 7 or 8 years. And as a result, we're seeing more and more of our workforce want to remain in our community after they graduate from high school and college. But we're also seeing a new trend where there are a tremendous amount of people that have started a family somewhere else or gotten their career started somewhere else, and they're wanting to move back to Lubbock. And so we're seeing great growth in that area. And I think one of the biggest things that we're seeing is that this downtown revitalization efforts that we've been so concentrated on has really impacted and sped up our growth from our workforce perspective. And it's making it much easier for our companies to find the talent they need.
And now we'll take a quick break from this conversation to hear from our sponsor, the Lubbock Economic Development Alliance.
Centrally located in the heart of West Texas, the Hub City is home to a thriving and diverse economy that offers opportunities in a variety of sectors. Its collaborative business climate and optimal work-life balance are met with a talented and skilled workforce made up of over 15,000 annual graduates from local universities and colleges, including Texas Tech University. Consistently recognized as a top city for graduates, young professionals, and business owners, Lubbock was recently named as the 5th fastest growing, most affordable city in the country by Business Insider due to its continued rapid growth and low cost of living. Listen on for more reasons to call Lubbock, Texas home.
All right, let's get back to the conversation with John Osborne from the Lubbock Economic Development Alliance. Are there some like specific examples of kind of those revitalization efforts that you're kind of like personal favorites for you, or ones that you really think are kind of drawing in people? I know you'd mentioned like the dog parks and kind of bike lanes, things like that. Is there anything, any bigger projects or aspects of that, or kind of those couple, the ones that you think are kind of helping kind of bring those people back or retain them?
Yeah, we've invested heavily into a soccer complex got 9 acres of turf and completely renovated all the grass fields so that we can hold more tournaments here. We're about to do something very similar with our baseball park. But probably I'm most excited about what's going on downtown. We've had some catalytic projects that have taken place down there, including a new $150 million state-of-the-art performing arts center. It's just beautiful. And we hold Broadway shows there all the way down to the community theater. And the ballet and the orchestra all play there. It's just wonderful. We've had some downtown housing projects that have just been so cool. We've got an old federal building, federal courthouse, that's been turned into loft apartments. And they applied for and got the historic tax credits. And so it is just really a fun property. And it's great to bring some housing into downtown. We've got some fantastic breweries that have popped up in our downtown. We've seen even Dirk's Chicken and the West Table and Nashwell and other fun kind of restaurants, places that have opened up where you can go and get coffee or everything from fried chicken to a high-end meal. So it's been really, really neat to see. And I know that when we're talking to the younger population here in our community, we're hearing from them that they love what's going on in our downtown.
Yeah. So I guess kind of sounds like it's almost not just a place where you go to work and you go back to the suburbs or kind of that kind of a situation. It's really people are coming to the downtown area for an experience, whether it's to live in that experience or like a day trip on the weekend, or a weekend adventure or something kind of like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's that, but it's also, you know, on the first Friday of every month, we have this art trail that is all throughout the downtown, and that'll bring out thousands of people that come down for it. And it's it's almost become more social than it has been just about the art. Everybody goes and experiences the art that's on display and the artists that are local that are here. It's really a neat time, but we end up having beautiful weather, and it's just fun to get out with your friends and to socialize and just go down there and just see who's down there. But there'll be a few thousand people that are down there, and it's really a neat thing. And then, you know, you've got people that are now holding business lunches in downtown. We've got a new Cotton Court Hotel that's a kind of a boutique style hotel that's opened up. It used to be a parking lot, and now it's a fun place where you can get a great drink, and you can also have a great night's rest.
That's awesome. Yes, I want to kind of circle back to kind of the kind of job growth, workforce growth, because I'm kind of looking through the PowerPoint, our presentation that you guys had put out the other day. I saw that professional and business services had seen kind of the biggest increase from November 2019 to this past November. I don't know, is there anything specific that you can attribute to that, or is it just kind of job growth overall, and that just happened to be kind of the biggest one for that time period?
Yeah, you know, West Texas, Lubbock is really the capital of West Texas, and we see that business services and professional services, we see a lot of growth in that over the last decade, and I think this last few years has not been anything different from that. I think they're realizing, lots of companies are realizing that the turnout of graduates out of both Texas Tech University and Lubbock Christian University is real solid in our kind of business and professional services areas. And so they're seeing that it's a great opportunity to get those graduates to come to work for them. We are kind of a financial hub out in West Texas. There's so much oil and gas that goes on to the south of us. There's so much agriculture production that goes on kind of the north and east of us. And all of that generates a tremendous amount of wealth. And so people are looking for places that they can put that money in. And that's one reason why we see the financial activities continuing to increase. We've got some fantastic local banks that really understand the needs of small business, and we're made up of so much of that here in Lubbock that it makes it real easy for those companies to grow when they've got a great relationship with our local banks.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, again, kind of going back to that PowerPoint presentation, kind of the recap, I know one of the goals that was in there was to have 20,000 new jobs by 2033. So I guess, are there any kind of concrete goals or kind of ideas that you have to try and make that kind of dream a reality, so to speak? Or is it just kind of keep doing what you're doing and it's going to happen naturally kind of a thing?
I wouldn't say that's a goal. I think that's an actual, it's going to happen. We put that out there as this is what we expect to see over the course of the next decade. Because of the companies that are coming to our community and the growth that we're having in Lubbock. I would say that those are only the new jobs. That's not the replacement jobs either. We do produce almost 16,000 graduates every single year amongst all of our different universities and our community college. And that doesn't include the people that are moving back or even our graduates out of high school that are wanting to just remain and get right into the workforce. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of opportunities every year to get new talent coming into your organization and to fill kind of those entry-level positions. There's people that want to better their own family life, and they're wanting to move and get additional responsibilities. And so that system works really well here in our community because of the ability to attract and retain those graduates. We are anticipating not just the 600 jobs from Loprino, but we've also got WL Plastics is opening up a second location here. They build black plastic pipe. We've got Duraline that's building fiber optic lines that will be opening up an operation later this year. We're seeing new retail coming in, new hotels coming in. So there's lots of new restaurants. There's lots of things that are kind of taking place that are adding in. And of course, our universities are still continuing to grow as well. And not just in students, but you also need faculty and administration. And so there's definitely a lot of job growth that's going to be taking place over the next decade.
Perfect. Yeah, and I guess just not necessarily just workforce related, but kind of looking at the economy, economic development as a whole, are there any other like programs or initiatives that you are looking forward to implementing, or that are kind of like passion projects, or ones that you're really, really excited about kind of coming into the new year?
Yeah, we are experienced so much growth in Lubbock related to rail served properties that we continue to acquire some property adjacent to a rail line. We've been working very closely with the BNSF to expand their capabilities here in our community. And so really that's not even a next year project. It's much more of the next decade. Okay. We're investing into a few thousand acres kind of in North Lubbock that would be open for opportunities for rail served properties. We're still very heavily invested in downtown revitalization and kind of in a couple of other commercial areas of our community, just to the east of downtown, just south of downtown, and just to the west of downtown, and along some commercial strip areas that we'd like to see some revitalization take place. We've got no less than a half dozen mega projects, if you want to call it that, $500 million to $1.5 billion investments that are significant in terms of jobs that are looking at us right now. But we also, you know, our bread and butter is everything from $1 million investment to $40 million investment. We see a lot more of those projects, and we're used to working with small businesses and helping them with their needs. And we've got some great small businesses that are growing here in our community that we're excited about. And we're also anticipating some additional announcements even over the next 6 months in that area that will be great for our community.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, so I'm getting close to wrapping it up here. I guess just a couple more questions. Just for you personally, kind of having seen like the economic development trends over the years, over the course of your time in your position as CEO, what have you enjoyed about watching the area grow? Is there anything that's kind of really stuck out?
Yeah, I've been really, I've been in Lubbock now 14 years. I had a career in economic development in three different states since the mid 90s. And, but I've been here 14 years, and Lubbock is about halfway between the Dallas-Fort Worth area and Albuquerque, and that's a big 600-mile stretch. And so we're really kind of the capital of West Texas, and we're really the central location amongst West Texas and then New Mexico and Oklahoma. We do have a future interstate that has been designated for our community, I-27. It'll run parallel to I-35. And so that's been one of those dream projects that's starting to come to fruition that is really exciting for our community because it connects the largest inland port in the United States in Laredo, Texas, with Lubbock. And so it opens up lots of opportunities for companies to get their goods quickly here and spread out into the United States. But the thing that's probably been the most exciting for me is seeing the transition of us being kind of a small college town to being much more still a college town, still enjoyment of small business. But seeing the opportunities that have been considering and looking at Lubbock and what that would mean for our community long term, it's been really, really exciting to see. And I think it's an effort that everyone has been a part of. You know, our city government is so pro business. Our county government is very pro business. Our workforce, education system is situated. They know they've got to produce graduates that are going to help fill these positions and also create new businesses. And it's everybody that's working together. And that's been the most exciting part is watching how all of that has really kind of come together. And everyone is kind of pulling down that same road to make things really great for our community, the future of great for our community.
Awesome. Yes, I think we're about to kind of wrap it up here. Like I said, I just want to if anybody, any site selectors listening to this are interested in kind of getting in touch with you, wanting to kind of talk about possible opportunities, kind of what's the best way to do that if you're comfortable kind of sharing that on this platform?
Sure, absolutely. They can, obviously they can give us a call at 806-749-4500, or they can also go to our website and get not only a ton of information, but also all of our contact information. That's www.lubbockeda.org.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for your time. I think our listeners are really going to enjoy hearing everything about Lubbock. So.
Oh, thanks so much for having us. And we're looking forward to a lot of these opportunities in 2024.
Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode of the Business Facilities Podcast.